Second date update.
We got Austin standing by. Austin had a great first date with Tess, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. First of all, Austin, tell us how you met Tess.
We met on Match.com. I think it was Match. I like four different sites, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Match.
All right. And what'd you guys do on your date?
We just met up at a brew pub, you know, got some dinner. It was really good and had a nice time and good conversation, good laughs. So, yeah, I was really surprised because I haven't heard back from her after that.
All right. And did anything go wrong on the date? We always ask.
It's a fair question. No, nothing went wrong. Everything was smooth sailing. You know, like I said, it was good times, good company. I'm genuinely surprised I haven't heard back.
All right. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tess?
Yes, this is her.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Yeah, sure.
The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us and had a great first date, but for some reason it never progressed to a second date, and we got a call about you.
Okay.
Have you heard this before?
Yeah, I've heard this. I've heard this once or twice.
Okay. Well, do you know who we're calling about by any chance?
Yeah, I think I do.
Austin? Is it Austin?
Yeah, I know.
Well, what happened? Because he thought the date went great. He said you guys went out to a brew pub, had a great time?
Yeah, well, it was kind of a great time, but, okay. I guess I just have to say it, even though it's going to make me sound probably like a shallow person, but I didn't like how he ordered a White Claw. He ordered...
Okay, wait.
I get, like, okay, I know. There's nothing that I can say to make this better, but we were at a brew pub, and we sat down and we were talking and everything was fine until the guy came over and said, you know, what do you have to drink? And he says, a White Claw. And I said, really? That's really what you want to order? I mean, I tried to make it sound not so bad, but it is, I guess. So he's like, yeah, I don't like beer. Why did you agree to go to the brew pub with me? I don't even know what White Claw is half of the time. It's something that kind of irked me, and
It's that big of a deal that he ordered a White Claw? Really? It's that big of a deal?
Okay, well, here's the thing. My dad owns a small brewery. I kind of grew up with that, so I guess it just means more to me. I know it's still weird. I feel like if I know what I like in a person, and if I feel like maybe that should be important, and that's why I just thought I'd spare him from being, you know, told that I don't like when people drink White Claws. Does that make sense?
You've heard this segment before. You know that that Austin's on the other line. Is it okay if we bring him in on this conversation? And this is totally up to you. He just would like to get some closure.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Austin, did you hear what Tess had to say?
I did. I heard it all. That's very weird.
Okay, I get it.
I mean, it's kind of a strange... Listen, if you like beer, great. I certainly don't have a hang-up about you liking beer. It's just not my thing, though. I mean, I certainly have tried it. I've tried a lot of different beers. You know, there's some that I do like more than others, but... Right there.
What kind of beer do you like?
I guess I'll drink like a Bud Light every once in a while.
Oh my God, are you kidding? Bud Light? Are you kidding? That's not even real beer. I'm sorry. That's not.
This is a judgy side of you that I did not know you had.
Okay, fine. You can judge. Fine, judge me. But I'm sorry. I can't date somebody who is judging. Then obviously you're judging too. If you think that it's a problem that I can't date somebody who only drinks what a 16-year-old girl drinks.
All right. We're going to jump in here because we're really getting off topic here. Our whole goal is to see if you'd like a second date. We would pick up the tab. Tess, do you have any interest in going out with Austin a second time?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. All right. Really appreciate you coming on the air with us. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much.
All right. Austin, obviously didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure.
I got all the closure I can get.